AFL Grand Final this weekend. It will be fantastic. The Swans, the form they've been in for so long, up against the mighty Hawks. Can they go back-to-back? Jared McVeigh joins us. G'day, Jared.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, what a week it is, huh?
Yeah, it is really exciting. You know, this is what you play for, and, you know, to soak it up this week and then be able to run out Saturday in front of a huge crowd, you know, the dream come true.
It's important to take the weekend, mate. The Brownlow medal functioned last night. Is it disappointing that the team can't go down there? You had the function at the SCG?
Oh, no, not really, because we know that we're in a grand final.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, if the function's in Sydney, well, you know, that's fantastic because it means we're still playing. Yeah. So, yeah, look, it has no effect on us. And, you know, we got home by 11 o'clock, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. The whole team didn't go to the function either, did they, at the SCG, Jared?
No, just five of the players. And, just five of the boys went there. And, obviously, Bart and Joe are really close to winning it, but unfortunately just missed out.
Yeah, no, it was a treat that they were in the top five, mate, but it's... absolute confirmation of the year they've had, particularly Buddy coming in. That must have been a difficult year settling initially.
Yeah, look, it would have been for him. You know, a new club, new surroundings, you know, new people, and obviously copying it in the media a fair bit as well. So, look, the way he responded after the first, you know, month of footy has been fantastic, and you know, he's really fitted into our group beautifully, and can't wait to be running out with him this weekend.
Mate, you handed out a good old-fashioned shellacking against North Melbourne. You got everything you wanted out of that match?
Yeah, look, it was a good performance, but there was still a lot, you know, in the review that we can improve on, you know, which is great. You know, after a good win, it's still, you know, nice to find points that we can really get better at, and, you know, hopefully we can do that this week. And, yeah, but it was a really slick performance, and, you know, after a week off, we really wanted to, you know, to put the foot down.
And Jared, yeah, without giving too much away, what are those things you can improve on that you'd be working on, wanting to improve on?
Yeah, look, just the way we move the ball and you know, our running patterns. Look, we're a bit off early against North Melbourne, and just those types of things, and just composure under, you know, certain types of the game. So just that type of stuff is you know, something that we're going to have to be on this week, and you know, with a big crowd and loud, you're going to have to be on your game.
Mate, I suppose a little bit of relief. Kieran Jack was cleared of any wrongdoing. There was maybe a nervous day or two for him.
Yeah, I didn't even know actually that he, you know, they were looking at it. But fortunately, you know, it was just a fine. So he'll be filthy with that. He loves his money, so very tight, Kieran Jack. So yeah, but yeah, I'm sure he would have been a bit nervous, but got off easily.
Isn't that a classic, mate? It's handed on from one generation to the next. The old man's exactly the same.
Yes, he is. I've heard a lot of the stories, and we've got all the same ones.
I remember one of the Swannies, Jared, told us that Kieran used to drive around looking for free Wi-Fi in his car to log on to.
Yeah, that's true. He used to park outside houses. He puts his car in neutral, roll down hills, all that type of stuff.
And then if there was a password, he'd just try, you know, 1111 to... very funny. Mate, I mean, the contested style that you guys play, it was obviously going to be a big final when you took on Frio, because they're similar. Is there much difference when you take on the Hawks?
Look, there's a little bit. You know, their skills are such, you know, are so good, and they're probably the smartest team in the competition. You know, the way they... you know, take the space from the opposition, and the way they position themselves is, you know, is unbelievable. And, you know, their players are, you know, experienced and smart. And, you know, if you run to dumb positions, look, you won't get the ball, and they'll just take it the other way. So they're the types of things, you know, that we've got to work on. But, yeah, they're obviously a hard team as well. And, you know, that contested style will be, you know, whoever gets on top in that area, like most games, will win the game.
Jared, do you think most Sydney people could understand the amount of attention that is going to be on Buddy Franklin this week, considering, you know, he's going back there, the Hawthorn, his old club, the, you know, the 10-year, $10 million deal? Do you think we can comprehend it?
Oh, look, it'd be hard for him, no doubt. But what we keep saying to him, look, you know, we're not a one-man team, and he's only just one of, you know, 22 guys who are going to run out there. You know, we've got his back, and I'm sure he's got ours, and... All he can control is his role and what, you know, we want from him, and that's, you know, a two-way game. You know, when he's got the ball, you know, you know, good skills and you know, hopefully finish off some good work from the other players, and then just defensively wanting to tackle and chase and run. And, you know, if he brings that, you know, we know he's going to play well.
Yeah. And, Jared, like all events at the MCG when it's packed, controlling those nerves, the adrenaline, the excitement when that crowd roars when you first run out, that's a real challenge in itself.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, you got to soak that in, you know, have a look around and enjoy that, because, you know, it doesn't come around often, you know, 100,000 people in a grand final is, you know, it's going to be pretty special, and, you know, it's great to take that all in and then quickly switch back to the job at hand.
And, mate, old heads like Adam Goods, has he had a whisper to you, mate? You can tell us, we won't tell anyone. is this, if he wins, is this his final game?
Look, I don't think so. Look, he hasn't made his mind up yet, but the way he played last weekend, you know, he showed he's still got it. You know, he's still got that speed and the ability to turn a game on its head. And so, look, I would assume he'd play again next year, but, yeah, look, we can only hope, and but just hopefully he puts on a good performance for us this week.
Oh, good on you, mate. I'm getting nervous for the outing. It's going to be an absolute belter. Good luck, mate. Yeah, your team has played so well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it should be great.